This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at LinkedIn.com/decide. That's LinkedIn.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
Now, look, we have got a young man here that he doesn't want to talk, but I'm just going to start the show by welcoming young Matthew here. Missy's beautiful son, who happens to be the grandson of John and, of course, Maggie Schmutzer. So, John Schmutzer, before we get into any of the introductions, let's talk about your grandson, who is 9, soon to be 10.
Well, we are babysitting Missy and Matt's three children, our great-grandchildren, Matthew, Maggie, and Mitchell. Maggie and Mitchell are at home with Grandma, and I said to Matthew, I said, come on down to the studio with me, and I'll show you what KDKA Radio is all about. So he's here. Say hello, Matthew.
Say hi, Grandma.
Hi.
There you go. I told you I'd get him to talk. I knew I would.
He's bashful, but he's very bright.
Well, I said he's the only Schmutzer I ever met that didn't like
That's
to talk.
Right.
Hey, listen, Justin is here. We've got the South. We've got the North. We've got Metropolitan Windows. And the guy helping us put it all together is Andy Amrine. Justin, good to see you and good morning.
You too, Rob. Thanks for having
Great
me.
Great to see you too, Andy.
Oh, Rob. Yeah, thanks. Good morning.
Hey, listen, let's talk. And by the way, I've got some of this window cleaner brought to me today. It's the best window cleaner on the planet. I'll match it up against anything or anyone. When you want to get it streak clear and beautiful, crystal clear, that window from Metropolitan Windows, you got to get the cleaner that Maggie will give you a bottle of when you come out and do some business. So let's begin by asking you, John, how is business at Metropolitan Windows?
Business is fantastic. Ever since we came back to work May 1st, business has... just hasn't stopped. I mean, the phone's ringing off the hook. And I think there's a lot of reasons for that. People have been home, cooped up in their homes for months. They're not going on vacations. They're not going out, unfortunately, to restaurants to eat. So there's a lot of extra money there that they're putting back into their home. But I wish things would get back to normal and they spend a little bit of their money in restaurants to help these poor guys and girls.
How does that make you feel as a business owner when you see so much of this every day? People you've known forever and you've eaten lunch at 2-3 times a week.
Oh, it really breaks my heart because as an entrepreneur, I started this business 42 years ago, and I know the struggle that I went through, and but I was determined to make it a legacy of Maggie and I. Our family obviously is our number one legacy. The business is number two. And the struggles I went through, I can't imagine the heartache and the anxiety that these owners of these restaurants and bars are going through. I mean, it's devastating.
It is.
And I just wish them the very best because they've put their blood, sweat, and tears in these businesses.
Just like you.
Just like I did. And to see it all go downhill, it's a shame.
You know, Andy and I were talking last week just about commercial real estate because Andy does a lot of business in the commercial real estate industry. And you got to feel for those folks too, Andy.
Rob, it's the entire country. We can't just pick one area that people are struggling with. And yes, the restaurants are a big one, but you know, the commercial real estate and so forth, town's empty. I'm in town every day, and it's still very, very empty with it. But, you know, like John was saying, it's, yes, we're business owners. Yes, we're entrepreneurs, and yes, we struggle. But, you know, John, you know what I lose sleep over is
me
my
too.
Employees. It's not just, you know, me and my business. You know, that's a small part of it. You know, I have 35 employees, and I'm sure you're, you know, you maybe even have more than that with all your install crews and so forth. So when we're worrying about a business and our business, we're worrying about our staff as much as we worry about ourselves. And I look at, sure. you know, yes, I worry about my wife and I. My kids are grown, but my wife and I could survive if I closed the business or something. But how about my 35 employees? What are they going to do? Right. And I work 80-hour weeks as much for my staff as I do for myself. And these restaurant owners, I talk to them all the time. It's the same thing. They have 30, 40 employees, and they're doing what they can to keep all their employees working. It's not just, you know, them and their family and that building and the restaurant, but, you know, there's a lot that goes into it. But, and, you know, John, I don't want to get off subject here of why we're here today, but it's why I enjoy working with you and Maggie and Justin. You guys have the heart and the passion and so forth for the business and the customers and everything we're doing, just like I do. And that's why I love working with Metropolitan Window itself. And I know before we go to the first break and so forth, we were talking a couple weeks ago when you were on how busy you guys are and how much the homeowners are putting into their business, their homes, during this time of the lockdowns and pandemic and so forth. And I'm glad you guys are surviving. I'm glad you guys are as busy as we are in the home improvement industry itself. But it's a different time, Justin. I know you're a little younger than John and I, but this is nothing that any of us have ever gone through before. And I'm sure you see it every day in the people you're talking to, Justin.
Yeah. Yeah. It's, everyone's affected here. And, if everyone's staying at home and you're really bringing out a lot of the DIYers, trying to patch, like we were talking about buying paint and from your store and, mm-hmm. and painting, repainting the walls and just doing a lot of home renovations. You know, windows and doors are a pretty big project to tackle. So, that's why you call the experts.
Right. Not too many homeowners tackle that. I wouldn't even tackle those myself. I put in windows and doors in my life.
Well,
I'm not doing them.
we always run the occasional appointment where they've done it and, you know, we got to come in and fix it. But that's no problem.
I know we're going to break here real quick. And when we come back, I'd like to talk to you guys about, I know a lot of the difficult jobs that I come across, and I'd like to hear some of your, I don't want to call them horror stories because you guys are the expert in it, but there has to be some really oddball.
I'll give you some horror stories.
Oddball jobs that you guys have come across in your years of putting in doors and windows, and that's one of the things that make you guys the expert, why I don't want to do them myself because of what you're going to come across.
All right,
thinking of these horror stories.
We want to do, we want you folks to call in today. If you're thinking about getting a window or a whole house full of windows, these are the people that can get it done. You call us. In turn, you get a hold of them. They come out. You get the estimate. You get going. Now, the last time you were here, you said it was kind of backlogged a little bit, and it was taking a little longer than normal. Where are we on that timeline now, John?
Well, if you would call today, we could probably see you within 2 weeks.
Oh, that's not bad.
You know, we're trying to get caught up here. The installations are a little bit behind because people are waiting for us because they want to deal with Metropolitan Window Company because of our reputation and especially because of the product that we sell, the Infinity Fiberglass Window from Marvin. So people are willing to wait. I had one customer tell me, John, you know, I got to wait that long. And I said, look, I said, you've been living with these windows for the last 10 years. I said, what's a couple more months?
Patience is a virtue.
Patience is absolutely right. And they understand. They understand that we were shut down for a long time and that we do have a backlog. And people are very understanding. And I really appreciate the Pittsburghers that support small businesses and Metropolitan Window Company. And that should be a billboard, support small businesses in Pittsburgh.
No doubt. All right, what's the number at your office?
412-655-8411, or you can find us on the web at metropolitanwindows.com.
See, the reason I did that, because I was going to give the toll-free, and I knew he would do that, so that's much better. Keeps it really close within the family, a neighborhood type of thing. We'll take a break. We'll come back. 866-391-1020 is our number. We want to talk windows, Metropolitan Windows. John and Justin are here with Andy. This is News Radio 1020, KDK Radio. All right, that number would be on the program is 866-391-1020, 866-391-1020. So what are people doing right now? Because here's the thing. You get a little stimulus check. You have a little money in the bank. You have a lot of time on your hands. Maybe you're lucky enough, and thank goodness, you know, the government's taking care of people that no fault of their own are unemployed. I don't know about you, but even though I'm just a renter, I still look at the home because I want to treat it like it would be my own home because I respect my landlord. You just start, you notice more things. And I talk to Andy and Mike about this all the time. So I have to believe if there was ever a time for people to get it done because everybody's at home, you guys can get in and get it done. Maybe some people have a little extra cash. Now would be the time, right, Justin?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, with I don't want to scare anybody too, but with a lot of material shortages these days, fortunately, we haven't had any kind of reflection on our industry at all as far as windows and doors go. But who knows what the future is going to bring for us? You know, right now, I know there's a lot of aluminum shortages. Cars, our manufacturers were shut down, and so not as many cars is being made anymore. So, and with our backlog of installations, I mean, if you're really interested in replacing your windows and doors, now is definitely the time to do it.
Yeah, see, this is the bright young man thinking ahead. That's another scenario that I never even thought. So you're going to, let's face it, who would have ever thought, and it's good for our great brand that's Alcoa, and thank goodness we have them, but I mean, who would have ever thought aluminum? Who would you have ever thought businesses would be asking you to bring in your change? So right. What he is saying, John, if you want windows and you can do it, now would be the time to get it done.
Definitely. In fact, that situation with the potential shortage of aluminum or the shortage of aluminum, Justin made a decision to buy a quantity of aluminum coil.
Smart.
And actually, we spent $20,000, and we bought over 200 rolls of aluminum trim. And purposely, because obviously we can get the windows manufactured, but if we don't have the subsequent materials we need to put them in, and then we're stuck. We can't work. So we bought enough inventory that can last us for at least 6 months.
Andy, I never even thought of that.
Oh,
aluminum. I wasn't.
Rob, it's the industry-wide, in the home improvement industry-wide, there are so many shortages that, I mean, I got one of my 48th year in this industry. I've never seen anything like this, from shortage of paint to shortage to fencing to shortage of garden hose to shortage of garbage disposals to grass seed shortages to Weber grill shortages to everything. I mean, it's the country is struggling with demand in the home improvement industry, womanized lumber, decking, fencing. I mean, it's everything.
Well,
can I ask
guys, you're in the business of business. Mm-hmm. Why so many things so far reaching?
Between shortage of employees due to viruses to shortages of the factories not opening at all, being closed, but then raw material shortages. The factories that are open, the raw materials to do it, whether it's products coming from within the United States or products coming from outside the United States, like plastic bottles. Who ever thought that there would be a shortage of plastic bottles? So the manufacturers maybe have the Clorox wipes or the Bactronics, but they have no bottles to put them into. It's a snowball effect with it. So I'm battling inventory issues. I have two employees that are doing nothing now but sourcing products all across the United States trying to find things. That's all they do, 8 hours a day, 5 days a week, is trying to find merchandise that there's shortages of, just so we could keep our customers happy, just like what Justin and John are doing, trying to find the products that, you know, and now they bought all the aluminum trim for it. But going back to the one question, Justin, okay, you guys, 2 weeks out to get somebody to go see them, that's fine. But winter's coming. This is now August. So, yeah, we're going to have another warm month here in August. But fall is coming. Thanksgiving is coming. Christmas is coming. We can't stop the calendar. We can't stop weather.
No, I'm going to stop it.
I hope you can. I know Maggie tells me you're really good. I know Matthew's better, but you know, just because he's a little bit younger. But with that, are you going to be able to have, if someone called you today, are you going to have the windows put in for them for Thanksgiving between the holidays?
We certainly hope so.
Okay.
That is our goal.
Okay.
To get the backlog done and future customers installations by the end of the year. But again, like I was telling Rob earlier, even if we don't, okay, Metropolitan is still worth waiting for.
Yep, I agree 100%.
And, you know, again, you've been living with the windows for so long, mm-hmm. a couple more weeks or a couple more months, really shouldn't make a difference if you want to get a quality product like the Infinity fiberglass window and having them put in by Metropolitan Window Company.
No, and I told our listeners before, I mean, it took me, 30 years to get all the windows changed in my house, and I would not put any window in my house that wasn't from Metropolitan Window, the fiberglass windows. And the next is the front door, and we've been waiting 31 years now for the front door, and Mary Alice keeps threatening, this is the year. So I keep telling her, please, let's do it. But as you know, I just sleep at the house. It's not my house.
Right.
She just allows me to live there. So I think she's ready. I think we'll be coming out to visiting you guys next week. But yeah, we've waited 31 years for it. So if I have to wait another 2 or 3 months or 6 months or something for it to come in, it's going to be what we want on our terms, and you know, you're worth it. And I, you know, just thrilled to death to always be associated with you. So
thank you.
And just to kind of butt in there, I can't stress enough how important it is, like you said, is to, whenever you're doing these home projects, like your windows or your doors, is to get a great quality product.
That's it.
And not just to get a window, get a door and just put it in there, because you will be doing that project
again. Those windows I got when we first bought the house we're in 30 years ago, if they weren't your fiberglass windows, you'd be replacing those again already within that 30 years. I'd have been lucky to get 20 years out of it. Mm-hmm. You know, there's windows that I've seen in new construction, new houses. People are paying $600,000 for this house. Within 8 years of them being in that house, I become friends with these people as I'm helping them. And I get out there and they're changing windows, and the window's 8 to 10 years old, and these were brand new houses.
Yeah.
I just shake my head.
There's some sad situations
I really shake my head with them that quickly they have to change windows.
Well,
you're worth the wait.
Yeah. The problem is that, you know, these homes that are $600,000-$800,000, they're putting a vinyl product.
Right. Right.
And vinyl.
Why would you do that?
The price?
Well,
just the price.
Because of price.
Yeah, but if you're paying that much, and I know
saying. But the people don't know, Rob.
Right.
The people that
are
buying the house.
That's more, I think, of a legitimate answer.
It could be their first house, or, you know, maybe their second house, but they're not going to, you know, if they haven't experienced the difference between a wood window, a vinyl window,
yep.
a fiberglass window. Oh, look, it has a new window in it. We're happy.
Right. You can see.
Oh, I have a roof on it. I'm happy. They don't know the difference. And
I have some.
It's what we try and educate.
I have some Metropolitan window cleaner. I'm
That's
happy.
It.
All right. We'll take a break. Stay with us. 866-391-1020. We're going to get down to some things that they can do for you right now to get you prepared for that journey. That is a great look. And that's that Metropolitan window that is going to be arriving at your home if you make that call. We'll be back. Good morning. All right, John and Justin Schmutzer are here.
And Matthew.
Metropolitan Windows. I can't keep up with them, folks. 30 years, I can't keep up with them. And Andy is here, too. So let's talk about quality design, why it's picture perfect, and why these windows last, and why it's a good investment, John.
Well, first of all, our windows are made from fiberglass. And fiberglass is what's called a thermoset material. Once that profile is made, it can never change shapes. Unlike a thermoplastic material like a vinyl window or
right.
a composite window, if temperatures reach like 110 degrees and it hits that vinyl or that composite window, it will expand and contract. And that framing is going to lose its dimensional integrity. So therefore, the window's not going to operate properly. It's not going to keep the air out or the heat out as it should. So that's why fiberglass is the correct window framing material that people should really consider.
And John, where's this window made?
It's made in Fargo, North Dakota.
So it's a U.S.-made window.
Oh, absolutely. It's a U.S.
It gets a little cold there, doesn't it?
Just a little bit. While it gets colder, the corporate offices for Marvin is located in War Road, Minnesota. It is on the, what's the name of the lake, Justin? Lake of the Woods.
Land of 10,000 Lakes. Well, that's Minnesota's call sign. Okay.
But it's 6 miles lake from the border of Canada, and it is freezing up there during the winter.
So it's a good test for the windows.
Oh, absolutely.
So. Yep. To kind of piggyback on that too, Dad, I mean, you know, it's not, it's the product has a lot to do with it, but it's the company, you know, it's that overall package. To answer your question, Rob, everything is done right. That's why it's a quality job by us. So I've told customers, we've done our due diligence on the product side. I mean, we know what's out there. There's vinyl windows that are plastic, which are such a short-term solution. This is where the education for the consumer really comes into play, and knowing what you're getting. There's wood windows, but fiberglass is that ironclad solution that it can handle everything. It can handle heat. It can handle cold. It can never rot. It can never change its shape. So, and then the company installing it, you know, which is us, we are the best around, you know, not to sound arrogant.
But you are, it's fine. And well, and that goes into these odd problems that you come into. I mean, because you're dealing with houses that could be 10 years old, could be 20 years old, could be 50 years old, could be 150 years old. I mean, Metropolitan Window did in Bethel Park, the Schoolhouse Art and History Center. We're talking a building that's 125 years old. And that there's no way you know what you're going to come across when you start taking windows out that are 125 years old. And, you know, we were talking at the beginning of the show some horror stories on something. You know, how do you handle situations like this where you take out a window and, they did that. Wonder why. Okay, we're going to have to do this, You know, people don't understand that the job can be totally upside down from one minute to the next once you take that old window out, whether you're pushing the old window out with your finger or you're taking it out with a crowbar. There's surprises.
Even circumstances worse than that, as far as the window not being secured into the opening. We have taken windows out where the plate underneath the wood stole or the marble stole is completely rotted out. And so we remove the plate, and then we find that the 2x4s in the walls are either infested with
termites or carpenter ants,
yep. Or they've had a lot of water infiltration
and
everything is rotted away. So we have actually had to tear plaster down, rebuild the wall, put a new plate in, and we are capable of doing all those things.
So you mean you don't just have a case of spray foam in your truck and you fix it all with a case of spray foam that I've seen other jobs done on?
No, okay. We will do it the right way. We will reconstruct the wall. We'll plaster the wall.
And that's what shows the quality of your employees. You have trained carpenters.
Yes.
Who do it all. So if you go into a job, your staff are years and years of experience where they can do a complete job, top and bottom. It's not as if they have to call you and say, you better call another company to come in and do this part for us and this part for us. You don't have subcontractors, do you?
No. We have all the workers that work for the company. But you're right, Andy. There's a lot of companies that would tell homeowners if they run into a situation like that, you know what? Well, sorry, but you've got to get a carpenter in here to rebuild this wall.
Oh.
Or you got to get a or you got
to
get
call me in 2 months when you fix the wall and I'll put your window in.
Right. And we can't do that to people. I mean, we are more than qualified to do what is necessary to get the job done and to get it done properly.
Right. So what are some of the worst case scenarios you've seen, Justin?
Well, a lot.
Besides 2 gallons of spray foam around the window.
Yeah, I've seen that plenty of times. Well, I mean, other than just, you know, we talk about windows, but even around patio doors, sliding patio doors. Problem that we see very frequently is, you know, after you take that patio door out, the subfloor around the door at the bottom is completely rotted.
Yeah.
And that has to be completely replaced if you want to do it right. There's a lot of companies out there that don't want to go that extra 10 minutes. That's all it really takes, or sometimes 20 minutes, just to replace a piece of wood and do it right. But, you know, we've worked up our reputation. We want it done the right way. But sometimes when we take out that patio door, the water is just so bad, it's not only just the subfloor. Sometimes it could, you know, spread to the joists underneath of it.
Right.
And we have to replace those, which is a little bit more involved. But, again, that's something that we want to take nothing to chance, and we want to do it right. So if we have to replace those, repair those joists, since there's some new wood, new lumber there, then we'll do that. So, yeah.
We've had situations where, where the actual band board of the house was bad, where we had to remove deck boards off the deck in order to get access to replace it.
So no job too big or too small, though.
No.
I mean, once you start a job, you're there until it's
done. There until it's done.
You don't walk away or call somebody else or calling the backup or anything like that on it.
Absolutely.
How many crews do you generally have out in the field?
Four.
You have four different set crews out on the field, and they're pretty good crews.
I'm very fortunate.
Yeah.
All right. How do we get in touch with you folks? Tell the audience.
Yep. Call us right now, anytime, 412-655-8411, or visit us at metropolitanwindows.com, or call into the radio show today to get some live feedback and question answering.
So. I think I'm going to go all stained glass windows next time, John.
You can do that.
Aren't they beautiful, though, our church?
Yes, they
don't
are.
You just love those stained? You know, I miss all of that. You know, I haven't been to church as much because a lot of things going on. I know a lot of people are going through the same thing. We're both big fans, as is Andy, of the diocese. And a lot of thoughts and hopes and prayers go out to all of those hardworking folks, right?
Most definitely.
No doubt. We'll take a break. We'll come back. Stay with us. All right, ladies and gentlemen, let's get back. And what are we doing on your show later, you and Mike?
We're going to work on the summer projects. Summer is quickly moving on, and there's a lot that you have to be getting ready for, you know, from driveways to yards to, you know, talk a little bit about the drought, talk a little bit about the, you know, disinfectants, the where the industry is today. But we've been dealing with a lot of decking and a lot of driveway issues lately.
All right, let's get down to our final segment with these two gentlemen from Metropolitan Windows, Sean and Justin. I'm just going to let you take this wherever you want to take it, and obviously, not call for action, but if, you know, with all of the things that are happening and the shortages of different building materials, as Justin was saying, now would be a great time to get going. So why don't we pick up on that aspect in the final segment? Go ahead, Justin.
Sure. You know, today is what we know. I mean, like you said, the unknown in the future. Who knows what's going to bring in the fall and to come with COVID, but prices could increase. You know, material supplies could be more of a shortage. So now would be the best time to replace those windows and doors. Well, you've been looking at them for a good time being quarantined, staying at home. So you don't have to live with that. You know, you should be able to open and close your windows. You should be able to not have to hear your neighbor inside of their house, inside of your house. So, you know,
so you're saying the new window actually is a sound barrier too?
Of course.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, and that's what you deserve. So if you're interested in replacing your windows and doors with a more efficient product, or if you want to give your house a facelift and change the way your house looks and give it a more modern design, we can do that. Not every window out there has to be a white vinyl window, which most people are familiar with.
How many different color choices do you have?
We have about 8 exterior color options, and ebony, our black exterior finish, is becoming very popular. It is more of a modern look these days, and we're selling a lot of that. We could do also black windows on the interior too. So if you kind of want an old industrial steel kind of look, a narrow frame, that's one of the benefits of fiberglass is the profile of it is so narrow because of the strength of fiberglass. It's 8 times stronger than vinyl, 4 times stronger than wood vinyl composites. So we can use less framing material and get you a ton more glass.
Right. Increase, which is a lot more light.
Exactly. More light, increase that view outside, inside of your home. You know, you can drive around neighborhoods these days, and whenever you see a window from the exterior that's just so darn thick and bulky, that's an indicator to me that that's just a typical vinyl replacement window. You don't have to go that route. There's better solutions out there, and give us a call to find out what that is. And that's
so,
the fiberglass.
So you can do a traditional looking window, or you can do a modern looking window. You can
exactly.
do all the different colors, and you know, and for these windows itself, everything is custom made. They're not just a stock window. Okay, we're just going to have to frame that wall in to make up that extra 2 inches to get you into a stock window that we have sitting on the shelf, and we'll put it in tomorrow. And that's
exactly
and
right.
And there's a big difference when you see that. You go to a big box store and you see all those windows, and okay, you got to make the wall fit the window. You're making a window to fit their wall.
Yeah, I've seen that many times in people's homes too, where you see these extra 2x4s just filling in gaps. And any type of replacement project you're doing, the last thing you want to do is use stock size, because again, every manufacturer's stock standard size is just so, it's a little different, and a custom fit is the perfect application.
Yeah.
That's what we'll do.
And you guys like big jobs, little jobs. You don't mind doing that one window type of job.
Well, I've always said one window at a time.
Yeah.
And it doesn't matter if it's one window, two windows, or a whole house full of windows. You're going to be treated the same. We are going to do a quality job. And I tell people, I know if I put one window in for you, I will be back to do the rest of them.
Yep, absolutely.
But just to expand on what Justin said, because I do foresee in the future that the pricing of home improvement products, windows, doors, lumber, so forth, and labor will increase in price. So if I was interested in windows or doors right now, I would lock in your price now.
Yep.
And give us a call, get on our list, and just give us a call.
Okay.
Matthew, why don't you tell us the phone number again?
It's 412-655-8411.
And what's the best window on the market?
Metropolitan Window Company.
See,
all right.
Starting, I'm young. Okay, so we got you got two locations. You're up north. You're in the south. Where's the locations? How about a website, Facebook? You guys have multiple ways we can get in touch with you.
Oh yes, 2 showroom locations. One in Wexford on Perry Highway. Again, that's right before the 19 and 910 intersection on the left, going north out from the city. And then in the South Hills across from Baldwin High School on Route 51, metropolitanwindows.com is our website. We have plenty of pictures in our gallery on our website. You can get some ideas if you're just kind of starting this process. But again, you can also visit us at our showrooms, because we have actual real live samples in multiple styles and colors. So highly recommend that. So
okay, showroom open today.
Showroom is open today.
Maggie's at work already?
I think she's watching the grandkids. I'm actually heading there after this.
Okay. And the phone number again?
412-655-8411. Sorry, Matthew. I stole your thunder there.
Hey, how lucky are those grandkids, Joan, to have her as a grandmother, huh?
Oh, yeah.
It's like hitting the lottery.
Honestly, they're very lucky, but we are too.
Yeah, absolutely. It's all about family.
Guys, it's a great show. Always enjoy having you here at KDK with us, and
I know we'll be doing it again soon, Rob.
All right, John, thank Justin, you, Matthew, you, good seeing you guys. Andy. Thank you so much, guys. I appreciate
thank
everything.
Thank you, Rob.
All right, stay with us. We've got news with Boris, and then it's MediConnect, the senior zone. And still to come today, True Value, of course, with Andy, and then AAA Central talking travel. So stay with us.